Nothing.
Nothing, okay. That's interesting. Okay, let me see, if the door's open, you want somebody, and you didn't want it that way, what would you say?
Please close the door.
Okay, if you wanted to be more emphatic about it, what would you say?
Close the door.
Okay.
You want me to say shut?
Yeah. That wouldn't be normal. Okay. Sometimes in the outside of a house, you have boards that horizontal that lap over each other like that. You call those clapboards?
Yeah, I guess so. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. And what about if they're the other way? What about if they're up and down this way?
Wait a minute, I always get vertical and horizontal mixed up.
If they're vertical, they're up and down.
Okay. I call them... I don't know what you're talking about. Give me a hint. Sounds like.
Okay. Well, different people, some people call that clapboards. Some people call different
things. Call them what?
Clapboards.
Clapboards?
Yeah, or clapboards. What you're calling clapboards. Okay. Weatherboarding. Weatherboards. No. Okay. Let me see. If you're doing some carpentry and nailing in a board somewhere, you know, you'd say, I took a hammer and I, what?
Nailed it in the board.
If you didn't want to use nails, you would say,
hammered in.
Hammered, and is there another term? Let me put it this way, if you get in your car and go over to Daniel Village, you'd say you...
Drove.
You drove.
No,
okay.
I don't.
No?
I drove in the nail.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've ever
You wouldn't use that, okay. Well, if you went last week and somebody asked you to Daniel Village, you'd say, I drove
over there. I don't think I've ever said I have driven. I drove.
Okay. And,
that's different.
Okay.
That means something. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, no, what's the distinction?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's subtle, but... I drove to Daniel Village last week. I have driven to Daniel Village before in my life. I don't think.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then you would say every day I...
drive to Daniel Village.
Okay. By the way, did you see the remains of the airplane over there?
No.
That really was a horrible accident.
That's what Lana said. There was nothing left. Yeah. He said it reminded me of, you know, when you were little, you used to make balsa planes,
mm-hmm.
and it looks as if it were made out of balls, so it just all went away.
Yeah, yeah. Must have been a tremendous explosion.
Yeah, and I didn't even hear it, and I should have.
Yeah. okay, the part that covers the top of the house, you
roof.
Call. Okay. And there's usually little things built in around the edge of the roof.
The eave?
Okay, you call that the eave?
The overhang?
The overhang, and then usually there's things built in there to carry, or hanging there to carry water off.
Gutter?
The gutter, okay.
What do you call it?
I call it gutter.
Okay.
let me see. These I'm going to skip. If you have one house, if you have two, you have?
Two houses.
Okay. And now, a lot of these from this point on, or for a while now, are going to be questions dealing with farms. And you probably don't know very much about them, okay?
Okay.
So if you don't know, just say, I don't know. And we'll get through a lot that way and get on to the more interesting ones. Okay, so usually on a farm, the big building in back of the house where they keep the hay and the animals and so on, they
barn?
Call that, okay. And they'll sometimes have a particular building that they store corn in. You haven't?
I want to say silo. I don't know.
Okay.
Corn crib. No, I don't know.
Corn crib. Would you say?